Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dennis DeYoung in a few minutes. I was just going through a bunch of information about it. And, you know, I mean, you think about it. Like, there's a bunch of things I kind of hit on this morning. I never realized how truly Broadway they were until a few years ago.
And that as a compliment.
Without a doubt.
Just their uniqueness.
And, I mean, when you listen back to the size of those songs, but you can just hear, like, how there's never been a Styx Live Paradise Theater Grand Illusion Broadway show. I have no idea. Like, forever. And it really did. They started, well, we'll talk to him. But he started the band, the first version with the brothers, when he was 14 years old. They were his next door neighbors.
Born February 18th in Chicago, Illinois, he was one of the founding members of the multi-platinum band that has sold over 54 million albums worldwide. The band is Styx. His name is Dennis DeYoung. He eventually left the band for good in 1999, launching a solo career, and now he's released a new single, featuring guitar work from Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello, The Last Guitar Hero, from his upcoming farewell album, 26 East Volume 2. Please welcome music legend Dennis DeYoung.
As good as you can get. Hey Dennis DeYoung, how are you?
Johnny, be good, let me just tell you. That introduction was almost as long as my career. I'm excited.
Your career is insane. I was just looking up facts and different things. You know, obviously, you know, you guys sold 54 million records. Nobody, there's nobody left on the planet that doesn't know the words to the songs. But I didn't realize you had started, it went through three or four names and you added members. But, you know, the brothers, that was Panozzo. You guys.
Yeah, I got one question for you.
Yep.
Johnny, 54 million albums. Where the hell did all that money go?
Right.
No, I got it. I'm doing fine. Look, the Panozzo brothers lived across the street from me. Imagine that, 1962, before the Beatles. I played accordion, electric guitar, and drums, and we made a little trio. We played our parents' music, and it wasn't until I saw the Beatles, 1964, on the Ed Sullivan Show that I knew my life would change forever. And we decided on that at that moment that we'd play some Beatles songs and see if we could be a rock band. And then the three of us, you know, we continued and bringing in different guitar players. And that ended up being Styx in 1972.
Crazy. So
that's the story, buddy.
That's crazy. Just the odds of the kids that live next door and then of you guys becoming part of this pop culture, the lexicon. Like, you know, it's a small thing, but it's not lost on me that, you know, when South Park did Come Sail Away, it's an homage because, A, their version's hilarious. But B, I mean, when that happened, were you? I assume that you took it as a compliment, and you thought it was fun.
Well, Matt, Yeah, Matt Stone called me up and asked me if they can do it because they wanted to have to use the track.
Right.
And I said, I didn't know who South Park was at the time. So I watched a couple episodes. And said, oh, okay. And so he called me up and said, when he was in high school, he had a radio show called the Paradise Theater Hour. These guys were fans, and they just needed to do something funny. And let me tell you, that was the smartest business decision I ever made. When I allowed Come Sail Away to be on their show, the floodgates opened, and I have never stopped being asked for requests to use my music in movies, in TV, in commercials. So that was just a wonderful thing that both those guys did for me.
Yeah, isn't it great that you didn't take yourself so seriously? And some artists will do that where they're like, no, you can never touch this opus I've written. And you know, there's so many people that love Styx. And what was it? Adam Sandler, was it Big Daddy? That he was a big Styx fan. That was part of the movies. He kept coming back to what a big Styx fan he is. And
yeah, Adam and I have, we've become showbiz friends. And when we see each other, we like each other. In fact, this new single of mine from my new album, The Last Guitar Hero, featuring Tom Morello.
Yeah.
The Machine. I met Tom at an Adam Sandler Christmas Hanukkah party about 4 or 5 years ago. So when I wrote this song with Jim Peter called The Last Guitar Hero, I thought, who would be the last guitar hero? And I thought of Tom. I sent him the song. He loved it, and he played on it. And so, you know, that's Adam has been instrumental in many, many, many ways for my career and the career of Styx.
An accordion-playing kid from Chicago. We just hit on a couple parts. Like, you just think about this crazy roller coaster. I was with Adam Sandler, and I met Tom from Rage Against the Machine, which we met him. He's a wonderfully polite guy, and he's obviously an incredible talent. But, I mean, that's a pretty extreme band. I mean, when you look at that, and I love the idea that you guys have a great respect for each other, and you can write together, and you can do stuff together.
Well, Tom, Tom, I call him the Great Houdini. He grew up in the Chicagoland area, and when I met him at the party, he told me that he had come to see the Paradise Theater tour, and the Kilroy was here tour back in the 80s, and he was a fan. And you know, here's the thing: just because somebody makes a particular kind of music, like I made Styx music, my reason for being was the Beatles.
Yeah. Sure. I think they launched a million careers. Uh-oh. Did we lose him? Are you still there, Dennis? Oh, I swear to God, I'll kill everyone involved. All right, let me see if we can get him back. Oh, I hate this phone system so much.
This is the day this piece of ass should just burn to the ground. I'll help you. I'll hold your hair. He's so delightful.
just as you get
he
Dennis.
Did real good.
And he just wrote down Dennis DeGone.
The best part of that is I was on the cell phone with Michael out of New York and he goes, wait, what happened? And then he immediately goes, what did you do? And I go, I didn't do anything. I'm just sitting here.
We're standing here.
Just the flow and everything's, we're becoming friends. Right. We're settling in for a nice conversation.
Let me tell you something else, too, that's fantastic. When they connected the call, T, if it rings, go grab it. The other thing is, I guess
I'll just take it. Okay. Dennis, we're live. Are you, is that you, D?
He's here.
Dennis, there we go. I have no idea what happened, but you missed some choice curse words.
Johnny, are you there?
There you are, Dennis. I'm so sorry. I don't know what happened, but you missed some choice curse words because I'm just enjoying this conversation so much. I'm like, we kind of have a tragically terrible phone system that tends to drop calls, and I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay. I would check the whereabouts of Putin.
So you were talking about after you met the great Houdini, Mr. Tom Morello, and you guys started to write together.
No, I wrote that song with Jim Peterick from, you know, you were just playing, I am the tiger.
Oh, sure. Sure.
My neighbor, he lives 3 blocks from here.
Of course
and,
he does.
You know, we wrote that song together about 3.5 years ago, and then it was supposed to be on Volume 1, but since there was a Volume 2, we put that on the 2016 Volume 2 album, and then I'm looking for a guitar player. And I'm thinking, who would be the last guitar player? And I thought, you know, Tom might be the guy. He was the last guy to do something truly innovative as a player.
Sure.
And I was thrilled. I was thrilled when I met him at Adam Sandler's that he was a Styx fan. So, like I said, even though I was a huge Beatles fan, and they were my reason for being a musician. I didn't, Stitch music didn't sound like the Beatles. But nonetheless, we could admire people and make different kinds of music. And
sure.
That's the same thing with Tom.
Well, you know what struck me, and I don't know why it never popped for me before, is I realized this is straight Broadway rock. Like this should, every album should be brought to life on Broadway because it was made for theater.
Well, but when I'm sitting down writing this stuff, I was trying to kind of go back to that 75, 6, 7, 8, 9 era of Six, because I know there's a hardcore fan base of Six fans that love that.
Of course.
So go back there, and I just wrote Isle of Misfits. By the way, guys, if you're listening out there, go to YouTube and look at Isle of Misfits. If you'll just go to Dennis Hunt or the last Six Star Hero, you can see the videos. And so thinking of a period, as far as the theatrics goes, making a theatrical production, make it into a party hat. I don't care. Have fun.
Dude, Dennis, by the way, I don't know what you're moving at, but you're breaking up a wee bit on your cell phone. But I was listening back to the old albums like Grand Illusion and you know, Paradise Theater and Mr. Roboto, of course, is your, everybody's summertime childhood. And it is, it's just crazy. I realized the consistency of your songwriting and the sound was unmistakable, and I don't think there was anybody else like the band.
No, there wasn't. And how do I sound now? Better this way?
Yes, sir.
Okay, all right. So, listen, the thing that I'm most proud of Six, if you took Babe, Renegade, Mr. Roboto, and Come Sail Away, you wouldn't even know they were the same band. I think the strength of Styx was always that it was eclectic, it had variety, it wasn't pigeonholed into one style, and we had success with all different kinds of music. And that's the thing that, you know, as I sit here and look around my house, I think, well, that's the thing I'm most proud of professionally.
Yeah, listen, people don't realize you guys played the Super Bowl twice, didn't you?
Well, not really. No, we never played. Listen, I wish we would have played the Super Bowl. The band Styx has played in the parking lot, I think, a couple times. And then they help park cars.
And it's to me, it's weird. Like, when Van Halen, you know, when David Lee Roth left, that was it for me. Like, it was just Sammy was great. I think Sammy's a great artist, and I think they made great music. But for me, that was it. And the same way with Styx. Like, without you, and again, I'm not getting into the politics of it. It just can't be Styx in my head. I'm like, there's no way it can be because, well, he is, and the band is him, and he is the band. And I felt the same way about Dave. There was just such a connection there musically that it's impossible to continue on. But yet they do, and I think, you know, that's fine, man. It's weird to think about Styx without you, though.
Well, I'll quote Annie Lennox. Who am I to disagree?
Right. Right on.
That sound is associated with a particular group of guys of which I was a part of. And the sound of my voice in there, you know, is pretty recognizable.
Yeah. Yeah. Like the entire sound. you are such a legend, and I'm excited about this new song. Everybody, you guys got to try it. It's really great. The Last Guitar Hero, and it's with Rage Against the Machine's Tom Morello, as written by Dennis DeYoung, and it's really fantastic, man. And I'm happy for you. I'm happy that you still get out and tour. I know this last year's been kind of a stolen year, but I'm hoping that you're going to find some dates and go out and support this thing and find some more live time.
I got plenty of dates booked next year, and I'll be out there in the theater near you. God willing, in the creek, don't leak.
Listen, if you come to Kansas City and you have any time at all, I'm begging you now to come in the studio and hang out with us.
Will there be pizza?
Anything you want.
Okay, it's a deal.
Listen, I love you. Anytime, man. It's been really fantastic to speak with you, Dennis.
Thank you, my friend.
All right, stay there. Hold on.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.